and 6 CLX mobile monitor.
KO4HDX.
Good morning. That's a beautiful one. Yeah. Going to your second or third stop?
Third.
Even earlier then.
My later days.
I'd have to make a lot of lifestyle changes.
Like yesterday, I left the house at 4:30. I was at my first stop at 6. Today, I leave at 5:30. And my first stop at 7.
A vacation day for you.
Days and two early days. It works out. And then Friday is just kind of whatever I need to be done.
A lot of people get up at that time of day, though, so you're not alone.
That's quite a few of them going up and down the mountain.
My wife's helping, getting out a little earlier, trying to prepare for this time change coming up.
Saturday, we gain a whole hour.
We lose an hour.
Look at it, you gain an hour to work.
Well, we'll just be going to work in the dark again. But hopefully the interstate won't be so messed up from the sun being low and everyone caught off guard and not being prepared for the sun in their eyes.
But, yeah, it'll be nice to have some time in the evening when you get home, though, and there's some daylight there. So looking forward to that.
The only problem is that it makes me want to go out and do things. And then I stay up too late.
That's my problem anyway. I'm usually up till about 11 o'clock and then back out of, like I said, 4 or 5 in the morning.
I don't know how you do it. I'd be a walking zombie.
You just get used to it, I guess. Didn't know any different.
Yeah, today I was in bed and probably asleep. Well, I was in bed by 9, I think. We've started a new rule, too. No TV at night. Boy, that's helping.
I think a lot of us would benefit from that, including myself. Just turn the TV off or just throw it out of the house altogether.
The weekends, you know, we stay up late. So Mondays are usually a drag. But I was just reading last night. In fact, I was reading an old amateur radio handbook. Trying to keep up with my knowledge base here.
I benefit more from that than watching the stupid box, as I call it. And I've been taking the extra class that Dave and Gary are putting on Tuesday night, so I've been challenging myself with that.
That's an excellent course. And it feels real good when you pass it.
Looking forward to putting it behind me, though. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying it the best you can enjoy learning about Smith charts and all the math that goes along with it. But I'll be glad to be done with it, too.
But it's all good practical stuff, giving you a good understanding of what's happening. Why when you have a handheld radio, if you measure that rubber duck, it looks like it's not good for any frequency, but then you realize, well, you got it next to your body and all that nice ground plane for that quarter wave or whatever it's supposed to be.
I don't know. I like to figure out how things work. So, like I said, I'm enjoying it. It is a struggle to take it in that fast. So it's like drinking from a fire hose instead of a water hose, but, you know, you do the best you can with it.
It pulls together at some point. So, like I said, it's mostly practical stuff. There's some stuff in there that's kind of goofy for me, but it all worked out. I'm sure it will for you, too. Let me ask you something. Is there a shortage of auto glass in this country right now?
I don't know about right now. I know there was, but I hadn't talked to my auto glass guys that, about it lately, so I really don't know what to say on that one.
All right, no biggie. Just when I had this car repaired, had that transmission done, they put a new windshield in because storm blew something into it and cracked it all the way across. But they put a no-name brand glass in it, and they put the wrong one. So my camera wasn't working correctly. So I took it back, complained. They tried to get it to work. And they finally gave up, and they said, no, we're just going to get you new glass. We'll put it on order. We'll get the OEM glass. We'll have it in middle of January. This was in December. I'm still waiting for them to call me.
You just never know anymore with what's out there. It's amazing to me with what I do, what I can get and what I can't. And businesses aren't putting the money into inventory like they used to. I know one of our tool suppliers, they're not warehousing things like they used to. They're only taking orders for it, and then they don't have any extra. So that's just the way businesses are running now.
Cash strapped. I don't know. I'll call them up again. It just, you know, Toyota dealership's been treating me nice, but this one's kind of getting poking me in the side, and I'm not liking it. Driving around with lights on, flashing, because they disconnected a camera.
But at least you're still driving, so, I mean, you can look at it that way. They did put a windshield in it and make an attempt, and now they're trying to make it right. So hopefully they get it fixed soon, though.
I'll just be patient. And maybe if I get a chance, I'll call a parts department today and see if I can get them on the phone. The way it's been lately, you call Toyota parts, they say, please hold, and they never come back.
Handed or trying to locate parts. Yeah, you never know. And places have been busy. Because they don't have enough people, it makes it look busier than they are. So who knows what it is? I don't know anymore. I give up trying to figure it out.
Oh, I hear that. The other side of that coin is with the way interest rates are, people can't get auto loans, so what are they doing? They're repairing their cars.
KB2HXS Mobile.
6CLX Mobile.
KO4HX. Morning, Dave.
Good morning. I just want to make sure I have this. Yeah. Well, the new thing is my stepkids are trying to buy a house, and the only interest rate they're able to get is 12% on a mortgage. Go figure. The other station, please pick it up.
KLX, we've talked a couple times, Dave. Yeah, that was the interest rate on my first house.
I can say that's crazy interest rate.
Parents bought land for a retirement home, and I remember them getting a loan for 25.
But let me see if I got this. KB2HXS Mobile. Yeah, that's a little out of control, 12% right now. A couple of years ago when we bought our house here in Gurr, I think my interest rate was 2.9. But, man, have times changed. What's your name?
First name's Mike.
Oh, okay, Mike. Good morning. Over to you.
Come down. I don't. We stayed at 0 to 2 for so long. This is just a reaction going back. They'll come down, but I really think the interest rates should be in the 3 to 5 range.
Did they give them a reason why it's so high, or is it just that high? I mean, for everybody.
Well, I know the reason. Their credit history is terrible. I don't want to get into it here, but no, their credit is terrible. But anyway, that's a subject for the phone, Patrick, or in person. Anyway, Mike, take it away. I'm heading down into Greenville. Got to get going to my supply house, and I got a few things I got to do this morning. Back to work. Mike, over to you.
You got to pay those bills, babe. That's where I'm going. As I tell my neighbor who's been retired, you can thank me for paying that Social Security.
I'm going to clear out of here. Got a customer come in, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now. Both of y'all have a great day, and talk to y'all down the log. KO4HKX, clear.
All right, Patrick. Well, hopefully you get them in a good headlock and sell them something expensive in 6CLX.
Well, us gentlemen? Oh, my gosh. I'm a little perplexed by that. Anyway, have a good day, Patrick. 73, KB2HX. That's Mike. I'm kind of semi-retired. I have my own little thing that I do here. Keep myself busy. You know, I don't drive my wife crazy. But, yeah, I'm in a little bit of a slow time right now, which is fine. It gives me a chance to catch up with work around the house. I installed my tankless water heater over the weekend, and it's working fantastic. Got that big 40-gallon electric one out. It was starting to go anyway. It was starting to rust up.
I was thinking of going that way until I priced them out. I basically said, oh, no.
My wife's brother owns a plumbing company down in Florida. He sent it up to me a couple of months ago. It's a tankless natural gas water heater, and basically got it for nothing. I just had to buy all the accoutrements. I had to get the concentric exhaust to go out and, you know, get all the everything else, all, you know, all the rest of the plumbing parts. I had to order the isolation valves and all that stuff, but that's fine, and I had to do all that. Oh yeah, no. My wife and her brother and her sister, they get along really, really well. They've been a close family for many, many years. And Matt come up here a couple of months ago last year, and he was inspecting my plumbing. Well, not my plumbing, but the plumbing at the house. And he gave me some pointers of what to do to make some upgrades and stuff. And I took care of it. Then all of a sudden, a water heater wound up at my door. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
Inspecting your plumbing. I figured the house, but then I had a good chuckle.
Oh, nice. Goodness, no. The plumbing at the house. The plumbing at the house, not me. Get your mind out of the gutter, Mike. I got the joke, too. I just didn't pick up on it right away. But, yeah, I had to upgrade. They had a main line coming in from the street, comes in 1 inch, and whoever did the plumbing before we got the house, they stepped it right down to 1/2 inch. And he goes, no. So he told me what to do to upgrade everything.
You take an inch all the way in, I think all the way into the first valve. I don't remember. I got inch coming in. I don't remember where it turns into that 3/4.
Yeah, it's right at the first valve coming in. it's 1 inch coming in from the street, and then I installed the 3/4 inch ball valve. There's a 1 inch to 3/4 inch ball valve, and then it's 3/4 the whole way right to the water heater, and then you 1/2 inch it. You get the 3/4, the 3/4 by 1/2 inch tees, and then it's up in the house. So you step it down that way. That's how you keep your pressure up through the house.
Now, if you need to increase pressure for going up someplace, then you go to the 1/2 inch. But man, the way Greenville supplies pressure, shoot, man, you got a fire hose coming in the house.
I'm on Greer CPW, which I don't know where they get the water from, but oh yeah, no, I've got pretty good pressure at the house. And we're only a one-story house. I got a basement. I got two water spigots outside, one in the front, one in the back. And I replaced the one in the back with a frost valve because it froze on me last year. And we got really good water pressure. And I also had I reused my expansion tank, and it seems to be working just fine.
I was trying to run through my menu here. I must have the squelch up, and it's driving me crazy. I miss about every third word.
Well, where are you at?
Rottenberg, over here on Business 85. Passing by 585 now. On the way to work. Work on the, basically on the east side of town. Right off of 85.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I know sometimes this repeater has a little trouble over that way. Yeah, you're in there solid, but sometimes the output's a little tough to hear, especially when I get close to the Greenville area down by Pleasantburg. I lose the repeater because it's in I'm in kind of the shadow of Paris Mountain.
I start losing it around Fairfield Road, which is where all the transmitters are over here. I'm thinking they're probably interfering a little bit.
Blanking you a little bit, probably beating up on your receiver, on your radio. Anyway, Mike, I got to pull in here for a minute. I think your call is N6BLX, is that correct?
Charlie Lima X-ray. November 6, Charlie Lima X-ray.
Oh, CLX. Okay, we spoke before. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, have a good morning, my friend. Have a good day at work. N6CLX KB2HXS.
Hi, Dave. Go enjoy spending some money there at the supply house. KB2HSX, N6CLX. And I'll be clear. I'm sure Fred's chomping at the bit anyway.
Good morning. KB2HXS, rather. Have a good day.